Thanks for joining me for Glorious Living in Studio C. I'm excited to study the Word of God with you today, and I know that you'll be blessed. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Kathy DePlantis, and I have Chrissy with me today.
I love being here with you, Pastor Kathy, in beautiful Studio C to study God's Word together. It's just so awesome.
I love it, and we've been doing this format for a while, and I hope that you're enjoying it. Let us know how you're benefiting from it. I believe that the Word of God is so important in our lives, and I love the fact that we take things that maybe have been in our magazine, but we go to another level. And we do that because I love to encourage people to create their own Bible studies with the content and the material that we provide here at Just Planet's Ministries.
We have so much for you to feast on in God's Word, and it just keeps growing and growing in people's hearts. And I love reading your testimonies and your comments. It's so fun. I actually have one from Susanna from YouTube. She was watching a Glorious Living program. She says, I'm reading chapter 4 of You Were Designed for Glorious Living, A Glorious Future. I love it, Sister Kathy, and thank you for writing this book. God bless you and Chrissy on today's Glorious Living. I made it a title for my vision board, You Are Designed for Glorious Living. Thank you for praying for us. I've been a JDM partner since 2003. We are so blessed by your prayers for us daily. God bless you. Well, God bless you, Susanna. I love that. And she got that chapter from this book, You Were Designed for Glorious Living. Mm-hmm. Look at this pretty lady on the cover. I love it so much.
It's not my favorite picture.
Well, it's a good one. I like it. I like it. And she's just loving it, enjoying this book, enjoying everything that the ministry has to offer. And just, I mean, I love that she said she made that on her vision board. How awesome is that?
I love that. You know, it's important that you declare what the Word of God says, and that's why the Lord led me to write that book. And actually, this program was designed around that. It was launched about the same time, because the word glorious has just always meant so much to me. It's how God really wants us to live. Mm-hmm. He came that we could have a good life, a life that's overflowing, abundant life, and help us to know that this belongs to us. So that's how I just describe glorious living, and I love telling people about it.
Yeah, and we love saying, get down with your glorious self. That's always fun. It's fun to live a glorious life
in
Jesus. It is.
It's wonderful. And then today we have such a great subject I want us to cover, because it's something that Jesse preached about a year ago, I believe it was, and it's probably going to be on our broadcast. I think it's on our broadcast this week. It's actually coming up. If you haven't already seen it, if you watch this a little later, you can go back and look at it. But it's so important that, and it's actually our partner offer for all of our partners this month. And the title of it is 4 Ways to Imitate God.
So good. I remember when Boss preached this sermon, and it was just so powerful in the house. And it's a timeless message. It's just absolutely awesome. No, whatever season you're in of life, whatever you're going through, take hold of these principles of truth, and I know that God's going to transform your life. It's just so much richness in this teaching.
Right, and we just took an excerpt from that message and put it in the magazine, so you can read it now on our app, which has our magazine, all past magazines as well, but this month, if it's not out right now, it will be out very soon, and you can go back and look at it and read it for yourself, but it's so powerful.
So good. Hot off the press. You can find it here in our magazine. Like Pastor Kathy said, you can go on jdm.org and read it digitally. It's interactive. It's also in Spanish. We're just doing the work of Jesus all throughout this ministry. I love that.
You know, it's so important because, Chrissy, so many people don't realize that they can imitate God. They think that that's maybe presumptuous or something like that, but this is something that God wants us to do.
I love it.
And in fact, in Genesis chapter 1, if you'll turn there first of all, it says that you were created in His image and you were created in His likeness. We don't have to read it exactly, but you know, you're created to be just like Him.
Wow. And that's awesome to think about. It really is, knowing that we're created after the Creator Himself.
Yeah, and you know, it's not that hard to understand if you just think about it, because I'm thinking about little Sophia.
Oh my goodness.
You know, she's... You're out from you and Luis.
Yes, yeah, she
and,
is.
And there's so many things about youth. She's alike and more alike your husband, Luis.
Oh, spitting image. I mean, sometimes...
But she's created in your image and your likeness. She came from you.
That's right. And I see her sometimes. It's so funny how we talk about being an imitator of God. Uh-huh. My husband, he works a lot as a, you know, with building homes and contracting, and he gets on the phone and he's Spanish. So if he's talking to Spanish workers, he goes, alo, and then he starts talking. And she, when she hears the phone ring, she pretends it's there. She picks up something. She goes, alo. So she's imitating her daddy. Not only does she looked just like him, but she's talking like him, she's walking like him. And I love how that just relates to this, because we should be imitators of our father, just like how little Sophie is so her daddy.
and God loves it. And I know Louis probably loves that when he sees
does.
That.
He eats it up. Yeah, he's like, look, it's me. And I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, she looks just like him, but he does. He loves every moment of it.
I know that. And this is how our God is too. He loves it when he sees his children imitate him, because he knows this is how we achieve success in life. This is how we receive anything from him, because he has a plan for our lives. And when we put his word into practice, we put it in our heart, it's going to change our life. It's part of our theme, really, if you think about it this way. Create your world and walk in it.
Right.
How this all really connects.
It really does. Because, you know, when we create our world and walk in it, what better way to follow the example of Jesus himself? He came here so that we may have life and life in abundance. So model yourself after the ways of the Lord, the ways of Jesus, and then success will come. And you can create your world and walk in it, and it'll be a glorious one, not one of dread and sadness and sickness.
Right.
We can say no to those things and know in whom we have believed.
And think about it. God created a beautiful world when he created the planet. Lane gave us, we've talked about Genesis chapter 1 just now, but he had a beautiful planet, but Satan came in, destroyed it because Adam decided to listen to the devil instead of God. Mm-hmm. But then God had a plan. He sent Jesus back to get everything straight again.
Yes.
And show us how we can recreate this world, change the world we have. If you don't like the life you have, why keep going the same way? If everything you've been doing has not worked, why keep doing it the same way?
Amen.
The Word of God has promises and things that we can do to help us to turn the corner, go in a different direction, and see the success in life.
I
Isn't
love
that, good?
That so much. I'm excited. Look, we're just beginning.
We're
on just page one.
We're going to get started. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to read one of Jesse's favorite scriptures, and he often quotes it. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 in the King James Version, if you're not already there. Chrissy can read it for us.
I love it. Yes, ma'am. It's Ephesians 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
Dear children. Mm-hmm. You know, and that word followers is also translated imitators. So think about that for a moment. Isn't it wonderful? Like we said, when you see a kid copying.
I love it. It's so great. It's
so great. I remember my daughter Jody, when she would do some things and say, well, that's just like her grandmother, mm-hmm. Or just like Jesse, or just like me. There's things that kids do because it's all part of our DNA.
I mean, even now, I'm 34 years old, and sometimes I say something to Sophia or my husband and my mama just flies out my mouth and I'm like, oh my gosh. But that's what happens when you get close to your parents and you're walking with them daily and you're staying linked up with them. Just sometimes those mannerisms and those habits and those things come out and you're like, wow, I'm becoming her, which is a good thing, believe me.
If it's the good habit.
If it's a good habit.
Because you have a good mama.
I do have
Not
a good
everybody
mama.
Has a good mama like you.
Yes, true.
But I have a great mama as well. But I mean, the point is that we create what God says and what he did, and we follow his word, it changes how we act.
Mm-hmm.
Because you probably heard Jesse say, because he says it all the time, the only Jesus that some people will ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me.
I love that statement. So it's so true. Too, because people are walking through some difficult situations. They need to know the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. They need to know Jesus, and you can be that example wherever you are, wherever your little corner is in the world. That can be what your destiny is, to show them Jesus.
Amen. So, and it's not impossible to imitate God. Let's read it in Ephesians chapter 5 again, but this time I want us to read it in the Amplified Classic edition. Can you read
that
for us?
Yes, ma'am. And this is so powerful. I loved reading it. It says, therefore, be imitators of God, copy him and follow his example, as well-beloved children imitate their father. And that just spells it out. If you didn't understand it the first time, he makes sure we understand it right in that verse.
That's so good. It's so clear. Mm-hmm. And it's because if the word imitate is one thing that people shrink back from, but he says copy him, follow his example. I love that.
Me
and that's
too.
What beloved children do. I know that children want to please their parents. It's just something in them. They want to please mama.
Yeah, that's
they want to
right.
please. And as children of God, we want to please God.
That's right.
He wants us to believe like him, talk like him, and act like him. So if he's telling us to do this, then it means that we can.
That's right. It's not impossible. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes there's certain things that my friends, if they're talking to me and they're going through certain situations, or there's habits they can't break or sins that they can't overcome. Mm-hmm. They feel like it's impossible, but I love to let them know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so when you take hold of that fact, no matter what the generations your family's been through, whatever that is, that's we take no thought in that. We take no part in it, and we follow the example of Jesus because we can do all things through Him who strengthens
us. Right, and faith in that verse gives us supernatural power to fulfill it. Mm-hmm. It's the Word of God is like self-fulfilling. When you speak it and declare it and believe it in your heart, you have access to it. But if you doubt it, you do without.
That's right.
So it's so powerful.
No doubting.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go deeper into our study of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, and look at four ways to imitate God. Because mm-hmm. in Jesse's message, which he preached over about a year ago, and that you'll see on the broadcast, has those four things. And we're going to, hopefully we can go through all of them. If not, you can check out the magazine and get that as well. But let's go deeper. We can learn how to reflect God's love and His goodness and His nature and character to other people that we meet.
Right.
So we're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 4 and learn about the first way that we can imitate God, which is holiness.
Yes,
holiness. I love that. You know, Jesus had a duty to be holy, and He said that He came so that we could know the Father, and He exemplified holiness perfectly.
I love it. And I love that holiness means to be set apart mm-hmm. and that we are called to be like Him in His holiness mm-hmm. and to set ourselves apart from the world and what we see in it. We're in the world, but we're not of the world.
Yeah, and a lot of people today, they say, oh, you have to sin every day.
Well, no,
you don't. The Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all manners as we are, yet He remained holy and mm-hmm. without sin.
That's right.
So we're going to read that in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Would you like to read that
Yes,
again?
Ma'am, I'd love to. It says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin."
I love that.
Wow, all points tempted like we were, but He didn't sin.
Yeah.
Just showing us that through His strength, we can overcome.
Yeah, and that there's nothing that we could ever encounter that He didn't already pay the price mm-hmm. for or give us the power over it. That kind of holiness is really beyond human reasoning.
It really is. It,
you know, sometimes we can't get our mind around it, but it's just believe it, because that's faith in that will help you to achieve it. And because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, you and I have the ability to walk in that same holiness.
That's absolutely awesome. It's so encouraging to know mm-hmm. that too, that Jesus already went through it. He mm-hmm. already bore our sickness, disease, everything mm-hmm. on, took away all of our sin on that cross. And as children, we claim that and we walk in victory.
That's
and it
so
doesn't
good.
Matter what we're seeing in the natural. If we just set our focus on the face of Jesus, we just set our eyes upon Him, we know that we can walk through it.
Right. And when holiness operates in your life, it's a powerful thing. Mm-hmm. It affects your conduct, the goals that you aim for, and even your ambition. It mm-hmm. changes everything.
It does.
When you're holy, you know where to go, you know what to do, and you know how to do it.
Come on. That sounds
no
good to
blockage.
Me.
There's no blockage mm-hmm. to God for hearing God's voice.
Yes, that's right.
There's no hindrance for Him to be right there with you, speaking and declaring to you. Jesus said, "My sheep hear My voice, mm-hmm. and the voice of the wicked one they won't follow.
Yeah.
They know Me."
Yeah, and in a world where there's so much wickedness coming at us at every angle mm-hmm. on the television or social media or even our family and friends who have been listening to the wrong voices, if we're not close to the vine, if we're not sticking with Jesus and remaining in Him and holy, then it's easy to be deceived. But we're not going to be fooled. We know the right way to go in Jesus.
You know, you really think about it. There's so many people that really don't know where they're going in life.
That's right.
And I think a lot of them are tuning in today because they're looking for answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that you're going to get the answers you need today, because when you imitate God, it shows you the path forward.
It does.
It gives you clarity. Instead of being confused, you start working.
That's
and so
right.
when we learn that holiness is the main way, the first point about imitating God, God wants you to live a holy life, and it can be done.
Can.
We don't need to drift through life without any purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as followers of Christ, we have a duty to be holy like Him. And we must put that into practice.
I love that so much. It's so good. It's so good. And I know that even now you're getting strengthened up to know that this is possible. It mm-hmm. is possible to be holy like the Lord. It is possible to read His word and stick with it and not get it pulled into the chaos that the devil wants you to meddle in. He wants you on the straight and narrow with the Lord. That's where you belong.
Yeah, and the more of us that put that into practice, the better world we'll have.
That's right.
Because when our whole society becomes holy by studying God's word and following Jesus' instructions and actions, it changes everything.
It sure does.
We're all coming from a different point. I've heard stories of like the Welsh revival years ago, like and how the whole town was turned around, like the bars were shut down, and everybody was didn't even need the police force anymore.
I love that.
Because there was no violence against anyone. People walked in love. That is what heaven's going to be like.
Yeah, on earth as it is in heaven.
It happened then. It can happen now, but it makes a difference. What has to happen is all of us have to be of serve the Lord, work together, and trust Him.
And imitate Him. So be holy. I love that. So good, yeah. So good.
Yeah, well, let's move on. Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Because holiness will always affect the way that you conduct yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's how and that's what Jesus did in all circumstances.
Right.
And so the second way that we can imitate God is with wisdom.
Oh, you know, Sophia means wisdom.
I know that.
Can you say that? So I'm raising up a wise little girl.
Every time you say her name, you're saying wisdom.
That's so good.
Think about
I love
that.
It.
You're
I
declaring her to be wise.
Sophia. Yeah. She is wise. She's awesome.
Yeah, and so you have to know how to use wisdom. And if you want to be an effective witness for Christ, wisdom is so important. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge.
Thank you, Lord.
A lot of people have knowledge, but they have no wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge without wisdom will help you to get along in life, but it won't keep you there.
Oh, that's so powerful.
It's so important that you need both of them. Knowledge is important. But Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing.
Yeah, and that comes from God Almighty, that wisdom. So it says if you don't have it, ask.
Yeah.
Ask for it and God will give it to you.
Yeah, and it comes from His Word as well. Why don't you read that in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7.
Yes, ma'am. It says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So when you get wisdom, you get understanding.
That's so true.
All good things.
I hope that you're studying along with us with your Bible, because I tell you the verse we're going to ahead of time so that you could open up your Bible and see it for yourself. If you have a marker, it's important that you mark it down and that way you can go back and just let it get deep into your own heart.
Really
and
does.
Next time when you're flipping through your Bible, you'll see that and you'll remember this teaching.
Oh, yes.
You'll remember the importance because wisdom is God's most beauteous attribute. I love
it
that
is.
Word.
Me too.
Jesse used that word when he preached this sermon. It's one of his points in there because this is the most beauteous.
The most beauteous.
I love that.
That is a good word,
That's
huh?
That's an old English word probably, but it does say so much about how important wisdom is. It's also the greatest knowledge in man, he said. So Jesse says, just look at Solomon as an example.
That's right.
He pleased God because he desired and sought wisdom on how to be king over his people. So this is what he said. He saw the overwhelming task that he had to lead the nation after his father David had passed.
Yeah.
And he sought, God gave, I think the scriptures say he offered 1,000 sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked, seeking God for wisdom to lead his nation. So he says, God says, ask me. He says, since you didn't ask for riches or something else, I forget what it was. He says, I'm going to give you all of those things, but I'm also going to give you wisdom.
What a blessing that is. And what a beautiful example King Solomon was with having so much wisdom to share. And we can read those books in the Bible and just gain so much insight. But, you know, sometimes we tend to go to other places. I mean, I just want to say thank you for tuning in because you're getting wisdom right now. You're getting good wisdom from the Word of God. You know, a lot of times we try to go to other people to fill voids or to gain insight, which is good sometimes. But if you're ultimately seeking the Word of God, that's when the fruitfulness comes. So just get excited because you're gaining wisdom today, just like I am. I'm excited
that's
about
true.
It.
True. Wisdom makes you see things more clearly.
Yeah.
It really does. And it gets rid of the film, Jesse said, that dim your light. I love that point from his message. There's like a film that comes over us when we don't have the wisdom of God. We're not seeing things clearly, but we can get wisdom like we just read in that scripture that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Wisdom and understanding go together and you can have that. We're going to turn to Romans chapter 3.
Sure.
We're going to look at the third way that we can imitate God's
power.
I'm
having some fun, Pastor Kathy.
We're moving
this
along.
Is so good. We're getting
this
it.
This one might be just a little longer than some of our other glorious livings, but that's okay.
Stay
with us.
I think they're fine with it. If you're okay with it, say, keep on going because I'm ready to study.
Yes.
I need
so
this.
So this is the third way. A believer who has the power over themselves and influence over others is a shining example of who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just came through the whole horrible act with the assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And you know how his life was a perfect example of this. His life was a shining light in so many arenas. You saw all those people that came to his memorial service and spoke so well of him. He was an influencer.
That's right.
And it was so unforgettable. I'm still thinking about it. I know it's just still so recent. And I wasn't able to watch the entire thing, but the few clips that I did hear were so inspirational.
It was so true. And he just, you know, he exuded the power of God and everywhere he went. He really did.
He was an imitator of God.
If
you think about it in that way, how we're thinking about it, we imitate God's principles, the holiness, the wisdom. And now we're talking about the third way that we can imitate God is with power.
Is with his power,
That's so good. So a believer should be a shining example of who Jesus is.
I agree. And
he was. And
look at how so many people are taking up that same mantle that he has started of really just being a gospel proclaimer.
Yeah, and I heard that the governor of Oklahoma has decided that they're going to put a turning point in every high school in his state.
Wow.
And I think that's significant to give the children opportunity or the teenagers an opportunity to realize that they can have public discussions.
Mm-hmm.
The problem happens, Charlie often said, is when people stop talking. This just gives them an opportunity for the dialogue to happen.
Yep.
This is why Jesus came. He opened a dialogue, started talking to people. He talked to those religious leaders, he talked to everybody. But that's what we all need to do. We need to be talking. This is why we're talking today.
Amen. I know. I love it. And I love how all the ways of imitating God, the holiness, the wisdom, and the power, it's all linked together.
When you're
holy and you walk in power, and when you walk in the holiness and power, you get the wisdom. So it all connects so beautifully.
That's
it's
so
a beautiful
good.
Tapestry of what God wants for your life.
That's so true. Jesus gave you the power and ability to conquer sin, and it's called mastering yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say you have to sin every day. But that's a religious lie.
That's
We've
right.
talked about that earlier on the program. We're going to read the scripture for this third way that we imitate God, which is with power, in Romans chapter 3, verse 22 through 24. We're going to read through the King James Version. I'll let Chrissy do this.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. It says, "We are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God in his grace freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sins."
I love that.
That makes me want to shout right there.
Go ahead.
It's so exciting because through Jesus, he freed us from the penalty of our sins. And it does make you think, you know, all those things you say, oh, I keep doing that and I keep doing this and I can't just seem to get it right. And you got to just throw that out and say, you know what? I can do all things through Christ. He already paid that price for me. I'm walking in his glorious light today. I'm going to be a light for others. And I'm just going to get rid of that old, nasty, sinful nature and start going forth into who he called us to be.
That's so good. The Bible says that we've all sinned, but it doesn't say we're all sinners. There's a big difference because you and I have the ability through Christ to tell sin no.
That's
and
right.
shut it down in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Amen? Even that just is powerful. We can tell sin no. We can say no. We can actually say no. We can shut it down.
And you know, the whole concept of identifying as a sinner, it's true before you know God, but once you know God, don't identify yourself as a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
Identify yourself as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you're on a journey to live a life that's holy, that's full of wisdom, that's full of power, and it to help you to do what God's called you to do, to imitate him, so that you can achieve everything that he has for your life.
That's right. We have to walk in confidence and boldness, knowing in whom we have believed. It's like if you want to be a great piano player or a great painter, if you're telling yourself every day, oh, I'm never going to be this, I'm never going to strive for that, I'm never going to get this award,
you're
doomed.
Yeah, you're actually sabotaging your own life.
That's right.
We're going to turn to John chapter 14 because I want us to move along and finished this powerful teaching that Jesse had in the church, that we put portions of it in our magazine, but we're studying it today.
I'm really loving it. I love it so much.
It's
this is so,
so
great. I know you're even getting so much from it today.
But in this verse, really, we have to realize that we have the power of attorney to use the name of Jesus and receive from him. In fact, John chapter 14, verse 12 and 14 really exemplifies this. So Chrissy, read this.
Yes, verse. This is one of my favorites. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." I just want to give a praise dance. That's what he said.
I know. I know. The creator of the universe tells us, hey, go ahead and use my name. Go ahead and use my authority. I give you authority. See, yeah. God's given us the authority to speak the name of Jesus and be a conduit of his miracle working power. He wants us to do greater works. He's loving that. In fact, you want Sophia to do better than you.
Oh, believe me,
you want
yes.
her to flourish in life.
Yes,
you
yeah.
don't say, oh, go through that ugly thing I happened to me when I was a kid.
Exactly.
You want better.
You want to give her the best and you want to see that victory. And I just love that Jesus gives it that permission. And at first, I'm sure those disciples, when they were listening to that and they're like, wait, me? I'm going to do greater? But that goes for you and I today. It's so possible. It's so attainable. Why? Because Jesus said it and he doesn't lie.
And you know what? I was just thinking how we are strategic in the plan of God. Right where you are in a place to help mm-hmm. someone else who hasn't discovered this beautiful truth, how we can imitate God and have access to all the authority and power of God. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, you have the power to overcome sickness, disease, poverty, hatred, fear, and any scheme sent from the pit of hell to try to stop you or your friend or whoever your God puts on your heart from living a God-glorifying life.
Wow.
That
yes.
belongs to you, and you are strategically positioned right where you are to speak life to your family, maybe to your business, to your coworkers, to the world. We keep going back to Charlie Kirk, but he was a strategic voice in the world. In fact, not just our nation, but the whole world has taken note of
yes.
this life and how we can change the world through the words and through the principles of the Bible he taught.
Wonderful.
He said, go to church. He said, get married, raise a family. Put these Bible principles into practice so that you can live a God-glorifying
yes.
life.
Yeah, we imitate God by our love. When mm-hmm. we love other people, when we love ourselves, when we love Him, we put Him first above everything else. Everything else falls into place. So
I love that. And that brings us to our fourth point. The fourth way that we imitate God is with love.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to go to Ephesians chapter 5 and read something about that. It's so important, the love of God the Bible says, has been shed abroad in our heart by God. God gives us this kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
We can't force it ourselves, but when we spend time in His presence, His love is duplicated in our life. It's transferred into our life,
mm-hmm.
and it gives us the strength and the power to do what He's called us to do.
I love that, the love of the Lord.
So we're going to read our final verse of Scripture, I think it is, mm-hmm. for our teaching. I hope that you're enjoying this.
I know they are. Are you enjoying it? Because I am. I'm learning so much. I'm getting filled up. Mm-hmm. It's just so great, so
Amen.
Good.
So we're going to read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, and this is the Amplified Classic.
Yes, ma'am. It says, "And walk in love, esteeming and delighting in one another, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a slain offering and sacrifice to God for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance."
I love
wow.
that. Now, this is the verse that follows the very one that we started with about how we're to imitate God and follow him. And then that next verse went into, "and walk in love." Mm-hmm. So we follow him by walking in love. Of course, all these other things. We walk in wisdom and power
yes.
and what was the first one?
Holiness.
Holiness.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are important because God wants us to have his sweet fragrance of love.
Ooh, I know. I love a sweet fragrance. You gave me a sweet fragrance while ago. You blessed me with one and I've been spritzing it on me, thanking Jesus ever
like
since.
It. Yeah, because you complimented me on it. So let me give that to her.
It was a beautiful blessing. And I love that when he models it and says it's a sweet fragrance because it gives us that understanding in our worldly way of our senses to know
yeah.
that when you smell something sweet, you want to keep on smelling
yeah.
it.
And
you
so
want it.
Your life should impact the world around you. And the Bible compares it to a fragrance. It's
mm-hmm.
something that's delightful. It's something that attracts people. It's something that makes people smile and want
yeah.
more of.
That's right.
Like when you go into a house that has a sweet-smelling fragrance of a chocolate cake.
Hello. That sounds pretty good to me.
Or cookies, baking.
Yeah.
How wonderful a smell is that?
Or maybe Popeye's chicken. That's always a good. Maybe
it's
not
sweet,
all the time.
It is
it's not
delicious.
Sweet, but it's savory. And it's love that chicken
we
from Popeye's.
We love all the fragrances in that way. So it helps us to realize that the love of God is the ultimate fragrance.
That's right.
But if we want the fragrance of God flowing through us to others, then we have to represent His love no matter what. Mm-hmm. And one of the most amazing things that Jesus ever did was to show His love mm-hmm. to the people who had just beaten Him and nailed Him to an old wooden cross.
That's right. He gave up Himself for us mm-hmm. so that we can experience that love of the Father forever in eternity.
That's so true. You know, He was innocent, but those mm-hmm. people beat Him with a whip anyway. They punched Him. They shoved the crown of thorns on His head and cut Him in the side with a spear. They spit on Him. They pulled His beard out and made fun of Him. They were flat out cruel to Him. Yet what did He say? Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do.
Yes, and you know that goes back to Miss Erica Kirk when she True. Gave her beautiful speech at her husband's funeral as a memorial, and she forgave that man. Mm-hmm. And I just saw the Holy Spirit throughout the whole service, but specifically in that moment when she forgave him and she quoted this verse, I know that lives were changed in that moment. I know I was one of them. Mm-hmm. The power and the strength of the Holy Spirit, the love that exuded out of her mm-hmm. when she could forgive someone who did that cruel
act. It was a decision. She made a decision to love, mm-hmm. a decision to forgive. And she said, she did it because that's what Charlie would do.
That's right. Oh, how beautiful is
that? And because Charlie did it because that's what Jesus would do. So mm-hmm. it ultimately comes back to what does the Bible say?
Exactly. What would,
and our lives must be founded upon the Word of God. And that changed everything.
It sure did. It's a beautiful example of how to imitate our Lord. And you can do that too. Even if you feel like I'm not even close to being anything like Jesus, well, it's possible to be like Him because He called us to be imitators mm-hmm. of God as dear children. And you're His child today. And you can have those moments in life where you can look upon the Word and reflect on it and say, you know what? If Jesus did it, I can be just like Him.
Yeah, even when they were doing all the cruel things to them, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not mm-hmm. what they do. And they
right.
really didn't know. They were deceived by the devil. And the people that maybe have come against you or giving you grief in life don't really know what they're doing. They're being motivated by an outlaw spirit, by the devil himself possibly, mm-hmm. or demons, or just
That's
influences
right.
in the world that have come against them.
Mm-hmm.
But we can realize that God has a better way.
Yes,
when we
He does.
Imitate Him and trust Him, then we can pray like Jesus prayed.
That's right.
How many times has God nudged you to pray a prayer like Jesus prayed?
Yeah.
I know that's what Miss Erica had,
yes.
that understanding that day. And a lot of people's lives were turned around. A lot of us have to admit, you know, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
President Trump had to admit that
he
himself.
Sure
I'm not
did.
There yet.
He sure did.
But that doesn't mean the penalty goes away. There were still laws and things
right.
in place in the earth that the penalty is paid, but forgiveness is a spiritual thing.
Yeah, and it's for us to do. It's mm-hmm. for us to become more like Jesus so that we can have that life in abundance. And, you know, that's what matters the most to God, is that you walk in His ways. You're an imitator of Him, and you pass that down from generation to generation until He comes back again in glory, because the day is coming soon.
That's right. That's
and
so
I'm
good.
Excited about that.
You know, loving people and forgiving them the way that God forgives is a God command.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a vital way that we shine the love of Christ in darkness. And it sounds hard, I know, but it is, and it sounds impossible, but it is possible
it sure
through
is.
Jesus. He gives us the power to do that. After everybody on this planet knows this.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
we're
right.
not perfect, but God is.
He sure is.
And when we let Him shine through us, by imitating Him, it changes everything.
It
we
sure
can
does.
Be world influencers. You know, there's a term in the world today about an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all need to be that. We all need to be influencers
yes.
for Christ.
Yes.
So when we spend time in His presence, He will give us the ability and the passion to do what pleases Him. So we need to learn to exercise and develop His nature and character from the inside out with holiness, wisdom, power, and love.
Thank you, Lord. This is so great. You know, we were created to be that in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
We're an expression of Jesus and His love. And I'm just so excited that we took the time to study this today
mm-hmm.
and really get deep into the Word of God and this awesome teaching, 4 ways to imitate God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so rich and wonderful. So thank you so much for joining. And thank you, Pastor Kathy, for teaching this. It's
good. It was Jesse's. I keep wanting to get his notes from all his messages.
I think maybe we should go on a little scavenger hunt and see.
I got a lot. great messages myself, but I just love getting into his as
it's
well
so
because
good.
They're so good and it's so rich. And that's why we wanted to share it with our partners. And those of you that are partners, you know you have the opportunity to get that, that message on DVD or
you
CD.
You can DVD or CD for your partnership. And you can go in the magazine and on the website to find out more about how you can receive your very own copy. And in the meantime, read it in our magazine coming up and just be blessed by this message and so many others. You can actually watch the teaching too on the JDM app. It's there for you to view absolutely free. And it's just so much because it builds upon every time, whether it's print or media or video or whatever the case may be, it just, the richness keeps growing. The revelation keeps growing.
That's so true. And we so appreciate all of our partners that help us do what we do. Partners, when you get your magazine and when you get your partner letter, be sure and access that message that we've just been talking about today, because God's going to give you some deep revelation, because this article just scratched the surface of the whole sermon. And even on the broadcast, they are able to grab just a portion of it.
That's right.
So there's so much there that you can go to. So I just encourage you to go there. But just know that we so appreciate your partnership.
Yes.
Everybody that gives to us to help us to do what we've been called to do is part of the team.
It sure is.
And together we're reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. So partners, thank you so much for all that you do to help us. And if you're not a partner, you can become one by using all the information that's on the screen. And we just know that we pray for you and we trust God to fulfill His plan for your life. Remember, you can imitate God. You can be holy. You can be
full of wisdom.
Full of wisdom.
And power.
And power and love.
Amen.
That love is the key, though.
It sure is. I love you, and I love you watching, too.
Yeah, thank you for watching today. I hope you'll join me on another Glorious Living right here. We'll be right back next week to share with more stories, more teachings, more testimonies, more power about what the glorious life for Jesus really means. I hope to see you right here in Studio C next week. God bless. Bye-bye.